Okay. Welcome to one more evening of learning. You may well ask, or perhaps you take it for granted, that we are here 15 years later, still coming every year to mark the outside of my daughter Etta, Etta Yonit Bat Moreno Harav Tzvi Ehrman. The answer why we are here is the same answer now, 15 years later, is the same as it was 1 year after Etta died, to perpetuate, if possible, the values that we believe to have been Etta's, to replace in some way something we usually expect of our children, right? There were no children, and this is what we have taken upon ourselves, as it were, to continue. Etta's love of learning, Etta's love of Torah, her belief in the potential of women, and of women's Torah learning, and her love of a good life, influenced the choice of our topics, the choice of the words that we use on these occasions. Those of us who knew her remember what Etta was like, and we try to create some continuity where, sadly, a life stopped short. The Yahrzeit Parshat Yitro marks the high point, as it were, the Mamad Har Sinai of the Israelites' experience. It misses out on the continuity, on the Mishpatim, on the Truma, the way that the instructions on how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that are required, so to speak, before we understand things fully. I remember Michi on one of these occasions. I'm very sorry Michi is not here tonight. He's ill, and he especially cancelled a trip to America, and then whatever it is, I'm very sorry, but he's ill and wasn't able to come. But he spoke on one of these evenings about the continuity of the Korbanot being learning, the Torah learning. And that basically is exactly what we're doing, our service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, in these days, which is no longer the days of the Beit HaMikdash, is in fact consists very largely in, as he explained it, the learning. And this is what we're doing, and we're doing it in Etta's name, right? Right. At this point, I normally say something about the Etta Kosovsky Fund. I've put on the table outside a sort of brief summary of accounts, just in case anybody's interested. We have an income of about 12,000 shekel a year. It's a very small whole thing is a whole small enterprise, as it were. We spend about a third more than we have. However, our funds are such that we can go on learning for the next 4 or 5 years without worrying unduly, which is nice. Now to the real business of the evening. I am delighted that Aliza Siegel agreed to speak. Aliza is basically an educationist, is that right? adult education as well as senior youngsters of other kinds. And not only has she the wherewithal, as it were, the MA from Yeshiva University, the tools that it takes, but she applies it. She's also a Yoetzet Halacha, as it were, the learning is applied. I'm delighted that she's going to be one of our series of interesting speakers that we've always had. When she has finished, Ellie will, as usual, finish the evening. And after that, we go to the communal garden sustenance of refreshments outside. Right, please, if I may.